Hello. Nice to meet you. No need to shake my hand. Let's just get on with it. Pleasantries over. Look, I don't want to be here, and no doubt you just want to get this over with and get started. Who likes first-day jitters? But before I take you upstairs, I have to get some things straight. Understood? Good. No, you don't have to sit. This won't take long. Great. Do you know who I am? Oh, very good. That's right. I'm impressed. I am this company's chief operations officer, director of operations, chief of staff, whatever you want to call it. I control the daily running of everything that goes on here. Everything goes through me. I am the link between you, your co-workers down in the stables, and the higher-ups like our beloved CEO, Mr. Halloran, who you've met already. That means you'll be seeing a hell of a lot of me, and not much at all of him. By the end of the year, you're going to be able to recognize the sound of my shoes on the floor from the other side of the building, the scent of my perfume, what color my shadow is. Hell, you're even going to know my schedule like the back of your hand. Because you'll have to. I'm going to be the angel watching over you, and if you fuck up, I'm going to be the one personally hauling your ass out of here. Mr. Halloran didn't mention that, did he? Well, he wouldn't, would he? Especially not when taking potential recruits out for lunch. What did you have? Shrimp? Mr. Halloran's good like that. He likes to butter you up before he makes his offer. On the other hand, I don't like butter. You don't manage a figure like this at my age by liking butter. I'm 47. You were going to ask, I could tell. Listen, Mr. Whatever, I'll be frank. I am an honest person. Sure, it's cost me a lot, but it's also given me an advantage. People trust me. They may not like me, but they trust me. Trust is important when working your way up the corporate ladder. It builds bridges. I don't like bullshit. I don't take it, and I certainly don't give it. And since I'm going to be your port of call a lot in the coming weeks, if you don't like that, then you can leave. The door's right there. I am not the solution to your problems. I'm not here to be your mentor. If you're not pulling your weight, sweetie, I'm just another problem, and I can be nasty. If you aren't putting in, I'm going to be the biggest problem you've ever had. Furthermore, on the subject of problems, I do not like employees bringing their personal bullshit into the office. This will be your only warning. Leave your personal shit, difficulties, celebrations, hitches, triumphs, whatever, at home. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not a nanny. I'm not a babysitter. I'm here to do a job, and I expect every single member of my team to do theirs. People should not bring their personal problems into the office. Period. Your nan died. Boo-hoo. Not up to date with the mortgage. Cry me a river. Wife. Sorry, girlfriend. Cheating on you. Suck it the fuck up. Understood? Is it so hard to just leave everything at the door and just do your job? That's what I thought. I don't usually give a spiel like this. It's just, you're so young. I want to be certain you understood the maturity needed in this workplace. We are an organization with a long and proud history, but it only takes one fuck up to smudge a reputation. I'm not going to let you be that fuck up. We usually don't hire people straight out of college, but apparently you were very impressive in your interview, and you made a good impression on Mr. Halloran. Me? If you can do your job, then you belong here. But you'll have to prove that to me. I don't care what college you went to or the internships you've had. I don't care what your references were or what they wrote in their chirpy little recommendation letters. I don't care how impressive your interview was. Charlotte from HR interviewed you, I believe. Well, what does she know? She still wears panties to work. I don't think she knows what panty lines are. Of course, I don't wear underwear. I thought a smart boy like you would have already realized that. I've seen where you've been looking. You are kind of cute. Maybe Charlotte got distracted. Oh, she might have been distracted by your GPA. Sure, honey. Now, it is my understanding you were given a tour of the premises as part of the recruitment process. Good. Then I'll just show you to your office. Keep up, chop chop. I don't have time to waste dawdling. You're on floor 7. Your key pass will give you access to floors 1, 3, 4, and 7. Floors 5 and 6 are accounts, and above 7 is all executive. My office is on the 10th floor. Got that? I sure hope your memory is as good as you make it out to be. All right, follow me. Ah, here we are. I'm sure you like it, but I can assure you it's one of the worst offices in the building. The windows look out over a beautiful vista of dumpsters in an alleyway. On occasion, I've heard you can see a junkie. Or stabbing. Either way, you're sitting at a desk in a closet looking at a garbage dump. Maybe you should have been a janitor. Stationery is provided, yes. God, you really are just out of college, aren't you? Finished looking? Don't get too excited. I know it's not every day you go from college to your own office, but you're not special. It's really not even that much of an office. More of a prison cell. Or a broom closet. And are you a broom? By the end of the week, you'll know this office better than you know that young cock of yours. If you shut the blinds, you could even jack off. Oh, you do jack off, don't you? You of all people shouldn't be shy. Not with the way your eyes have been undressing me ever since you arrived. Do I like imagining you jacking off? Now look who's got a smart mouth on them. I do. I do like picturing a squirming, cute little boy like you stroking his cock. How about that, honey? Ooh, no answer. That's what I thought. Now, just outside your office is your secretary's desk. I don't think I need to show it to you. You probably saw it on your way in. It's just a desk. You're a smart boy. You can work it out. Yes, you'll have a secretary. Even juniors such as yourself have secretaries. When will you meet her? Oh, honey, you already have. Mr. Halloran has asked me to be your secretary for the next few days to help you settle in. No, I'm not kidding. Even though I'm twice your age, have a more senior position than you, and get paid more than you. A lot more. I thought you'd at least be older. Mr. Halloran asked me to stand in as the new recruit's secretary. I was expecting someone a little more mature, shall we say? As I said, we don't usually hire recent college graduates. As you may have guessed, I don't like you. I don't like what you represent. I worked hard to get where I am, so to see you swan in straight from college is disquieting. You have to understand, I'm only doing this out of respect for Mr. Halloran. I don't have any interest babysitting a little boy. But alas, I am to be your secretary for the next week or so. It will be on top of my regular role, yes. I'll be here, just outside your office. I'll answer your calls, get your coffee, arrange meetings, all the usual secretary jazz. God knows I haven't missed it. I got promoted for a reason. For all intents and purposes, I am your boss, but I shouldn't be your secretary. Oh, what else will I be doing for you? Why, what do you have in mind? Don't you know what a secretary does? And what do you want me to do? Buy you a hooker? Oh, you want me to suck your cock? Now I know why they hired you. You're funny. You know why it doesn't bother me? All the attention, all the men looking at me, gazing at me. I was raised to be admired. I know my worth. I am in my 40s and I'm still gorgeous. I get attention 20-year-old sluts dream of. Women are jealous of me, don't you understand? But they really shouldn't be. I haven't had a man in years. I scare men, intimidate them. I'm a powerful woman. I'm scary, bossy, bitchy, and that's me. I know I scare you, at least a little bit. Frankly, I don't think you could handle a woman like me. Look at you go. I bet you're just sick of hearing me talk, huh? I knew it. You just want a woman who'll be quiet and take it, don't you? Well, I'm not that kind of woman. I've never been that kind of woman. Oh, you're in charge, are you? Then show me. Show me you can really be in charge of my... I told you I wasn't wearing any panties. Oh, go on then. Give me a spanking. Come on, spank me. Hit me. I swear to God, if you don't actually put some fucking effort in, I will make sure that you're fired. Now hit me! Is that it? Really? I don't know what they saw in you. Come on, boy, hit me! Don't hit me like a 6-year-old. Show me you're a fucking man, not a boy. Spank my ass. Slap it. Make it hurt. Now you're getting it. Took you long enough. That's it. Spank me, boy. Hurt me. Ow, fuck. That's it. Harder. Make it hurt. Oh, shit. Yeah. Fucking hit me. College boys barely know what to do. Fuck. Harder. Harder, you fucking boy. Yes. Harder. Fuck yeah. Show me worth it. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, keep spanking me. Just like that. Shit. Yes, oh, that's it. Fuck. Oh, you're gonna make me come, boy. You're gonna make this old lady come. Fuck. Oh, yes. Fuck, don't stop. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck my pussy with your tongue. Yes, just like that. Oh, fuck, yes. You're doing a good job. Yeah. A little harder. Pull it in just like that. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, keep going. Don't stop. Don't you fucking stop. Very good boy. I can see why they hired you. Did you do that during the interview? Oh, you never kiss and tell, huh? What a perfect little gentleman you are. I'll admit, that was impressive, but I still have my doubts. How about you pull those pants down and show me that cock of yours? Sorry, sir, you're the boss. Oh, of course I can take it out for you, sir. You like that, don't you? An older woman on her knees, unzipping your pants, sliding them down your legs. You know my salary is almost 15 times bigger than yours, don't you, sir? My office is 4 times as big as this cupboard. My bonuses are bigger than your entire year's salary. And the benefits? Oh, the benefits. First class flights on the company dime, my own car and personal driver. I even have my own reserved parking space. That's what you want to hear, isn't it? You want to hear me say how much of a big, powerful businesswoman I am as I suck your cock? How I'm on my knees calling a boy sir? How I'm your secretary instead of your boss? How you spanked my ass when you should have been kissing it? I was climbing the corporate ladder before you were even born. I was buying my first Maserati while you were still in diapers. Oh, you fucking love it. Fuck, you're a horny little boy. Fuck. God, I was sucking your cock. It turns me on to know you're half my age. I'm technically your boss, but I'm on my knees sucking your cock. Oh, shit. Why does hot young cock taste so good? Oh, you want to slap me? That's it. Slap me. Harder. Hit me like a man, you little fuck. That's it. Take control. Show me who's in charge, who's the boss. I'm always in charge, sir. Always in charge of pathetic fucking men. All the pitiful, feeble men in this office. Show me you're in charge. I need it. I need to be shown who's boss. Fuck. Slap me. Slap me hard. Please, sir. there's a good boy. Show me I'm no better than all those other sluts. I'm a common whore, aren't I? Just your everyday fucking slut. I need you to bend me over this desk and fuck me. Now. Now! Tease me. Stick your cock in me, sir. Fuck. Pull my hair. Pull my hair, baby. I'm your fucking boss. Pull my fucking hair. Yeah, that's it. Oh, God, yes. I'm your fucking slut. Use me like a whore. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck.
my pussy. Oh, fuck my little horse pussy. Fuck. God. Oh, harder. Oh, fuck. Harder, boss. Oh, fuck. Fuck me harder. Oh, God, yes. God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, show me who's boss. Show me what a fucking whore I am. Yeah, slap me. Slap me, that's it. Spank my fucking ass. Oh, God. Fuck. You're gonna make me come. Just like... Oh, come on my whore face, sir. Come on my fucking face. Oh, fuck. I'm twice your fucking age. I get paid so much more than you. I've shaken hands with the fucking president. I'm a respected, dignified businesswoman on my knees for you, please. Oh, please come on my face. I'm barely more than a boy. Show me what you think of me. Well, I earn so much more than you. I'm a powerful woman and I need you to come all over my face. Fuck. Yeah, I've been waiting for you. Waiting for a man like you to dare take me. Did you just spit on me? I've been waiting for this. Be slapped and spanked and spat on. Oh, fuck, I love it. And that's it. Spit on me. Spit on me, boy. Keep spitting on me. Show me what I am. A slut. A whore. Everyone sees me as the perfect corporate woman. Bossy. Bitchy. Stick so far up my ass it's in my lungs. That's it. Spit on me as I stroke your young fucking cock. Yes. They think I'm too serious to have fun. I can have fun. Having a young boy spit on me, that's fun, isn't it, sir? Oh, please. Fucking come for me. Come on me. Come on my fucking whore face. Show me I'm nothing but an aging fucking whore. Oh, God, yes. Girl, your young cock is so fucking hard. Oh, fuck, I just love stroking it all over my slutty little face. Fuck. Just come on my face. Oh, show me that's what I'm worth. I should be down in that dumpster that your office overlooks. Yeah. Fuck. Fucking come on me. I can feel you want it. Oh, just do it. Fucking come on my face. Oh. 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 That was a lot of cum, sir. A lot of cum for a little boy. Oh, that's right. You're a man, aren't you? In fact, you are just the man I needed. Well, if that's all, sir, I'm gonna go organize your schedule for the week. Oh, and you know what, honey? Welcome aboard. I think we're gonna work well together.